Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
G'day guys, welcome back to another week of the Solo Nick NRL Supercoach Talk podcast. Coming to you on time this week, Sunday night, games have just wrapped up. Sharkies have just got the win over the Dragons, and we only have 3 weeks of the regular season left before we start the final series for 2019. Some good games this weekend, some huge Supercoach scores. A lot of 1300s out there, a lot of 1400s, so we'll get right into it, and we'll cover off everything that happened this weekend. Duffelbag Boys had a 14-73 this week, so pretty nice score there. Like I said, seems to be a lot of 1300s and a bunch of 1400s as well. I'm thinking the average of our league is probably in the... I haven't added it up, but let's call it, if we exclude people like JT who decided to captain Morgan for some unknown reason, I think we're at probably 1390. It'll be close to 1400. I think I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 scores over 1400, 9 out of 18. So let's call it a 1390 average. So I think 1473 should see the boys jump up a little bit. Hopefully we'll jump back into the top 1000. Some of the hits this week, Wenin and I both captained Tommy Turbo on Thursday night, which paid dividends with 117. Manu Ma'u was just unreal with 132 with a bunch of attacking stats there. Payne Haas, 112 with one of the best individual tries you will ever see. Pong has just updated to 105, which is beautiful. I've got Moses down here, 99. Yep, he's still on 99. Today we had Teddy and Mitchell both score in the 90s. And Cookie's actually just updated up to 82 as well, so... a bunch of really nice scores there. I made the trade this week to sell Taumalolo. I don't know if the Cowboys will be too keen to rush him back again this year, given their dismal form and dismal performance this weekend again. So I traded him to Fisher-Harris, largely due to the dual position. Fisher-Harris gives me some cover in the front row, especially with the doubts over Fifita. So he gives me a front row of Haas, Clemmer, and JFH, and he can obviously switch between the second row as well with Kerr being my option there. The bench is running pretty slim at the moment. I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 DNPs this weekend. On my bench, I only had Kenny Bromwich with a 40, Jez Tavaga with a 22, and then Nakora with a 46. So finally, for the first time this year, got my subs right and managed to pick my highest 17 players and one of my highest scorers as captain. So I'm running with the no depth, only 17 players count philosophy and just trying to make those 17 or 18 as best as possible. Still got the 4 trades left. So, I was thinking of going Gutho to Marmalo before this weekend. Obviously Marmalo had a tough outing against the Roosters today, and we know that the Warriors draw, is very tough, going forward. So, I'll have a think about that trade. Not sure if I'll end up doing it or not. I feel like Para's got the Dogs this week. The Dogs have been in great form over the last month or so. They could potentially, I don't know if it's possible, but they're in the type of form that could sneak them into the 8 if only they hadn't lost so many games early on in the season. The other option is to get rid of Tavaga and get in an Angus Crichton or someone like that as well. So I'll think about that this week, but you're sitting with the 4 trades, so shaping up okay. Some of the misses in the team this week. Jake Turbo could only manage 47, and I need to find a solution that involves not playing him every week. Gutho only had a 47 as well. Munster had a 49, as just updated to 52, but that was a pretty tough matchup there against the Raiders. And on my bench, like I mentioned, Kenny Bromwich could only have a 40 and Jazz Tavaga 22, but they were on my bench, so doesn't matter so much. All right, few injuries this week. Jared Beal from the Warriors has done his patella tendon. His season's over and he's gone for 6 to 12 months. Horrible injury, that. Best wishes to him. Tamalolo with the foot injury. I've just got written here NFI because there's no real news on when he's going to be back or if he's going to be back. I don't think he'll be back. I reckon they'll put him on ice. Connor Watson tweaked his MCL, couldn't make it back out onto the field and might miss a few weeks. Sam Burgess with a quad injury, might miss a couple. Braden Burns looks like, unfortunately, he's re-injured that hammy that he's been having troubles with all season, and he might not play again this year, potentially. Tarpanay injured his ribs for the Raiders. Jacob Liddell, poor fella, has done his ACL for the Dogs, and he'll be gone for a while. And Boyd Cordner was a late scratching this week with the calf injury that's going to keep him out for at least another 1 or 2 weeks. All right, let's rip through some of the other scores here. Thursday night, Manly got over West. Fanua Blake had a 95 in a big outing there for him, with a few attacking stats there as well, as Manly put on 32 points. Nofaluma came through with a good score for owners there with the 79. And Hassan Masters just keeps on sucking. He could only score a 27 there. Just not getting it done for Supercoaches, you know, given how well he had performed in previous seasons. And in the first half of this year, it's a bit of a surprise to see him going backwards so quickly, to be honest. First game Friday night, Parramatta smashed the Titans 36-12. We mentioned Mo'u and Moses, who were the two top scorers out of this game. Brian Kelly's got to get a mention for the Titans with 69 points, kept on trying all night. Nathan Brown could only manage 43 in reduced minutes there, obviously, with the game won. Didn't want to risk the big fella. And then Sivo, poor old Sivo. Owners would have been licking their lips at this matchup against the Titans. Owners like JT, but he could only score 20. Unfortunate there for Sivo. Sometimes these things just don't go your way. But, I mean, if I owned him, I would have played him for sure. Broncos and Penrith on Friday night, late game. Broncos got the win there, like we mentioned, off the back of that Payne-Haas try in the second half. To'u, 70 points, scored a try. Highest scorer for his team. He's turned into a bit of a beast. Katoni Staggs, 98. Again, just keeps on keeping on. A try and a try assist. Five tackle busts, a couple of offloads there, a line break and a line break assist. He was down last week. I sold him prior to last week, which I wasn't too unhappy about, but very nice score there for Katoni. Also on the Panther side, Kakao and Cleary had matching 55s, which non-owners were pretty happy about, especially Cleary with a try and a line break and still only managing 55. And the old MILF could only score 35 points. Pangai, 45, looks like he's in a bit of trouble with the judiciary. Could be gone for the rest of the year there, Davita Pangai. First game Saturday, Newcastle absolutely pumped the Cows. Ponga scored a double, had two line breaks, had eight tackle busts and a line break assist in a huge score. Mitch Barnett turned up. Mitchell Pearce, who's dropped all the way down to 250k. That is a massive fall from grace. He was potentially super coach relevant about 6 or 8 weeks ago. Scored 99 with a couple of tries and try assist and two line breaks and a line break assist there. In the same game, Michael Morgan could only score 22 points. And, yep, JT decided to captain him. So let's just say JT scored in the 1100s this week. We'll leave it at that. Melbourne-Canberra was the game of the round for sure. Storm up 18-0 after Raiders had a couple of early sin bins, but the Raiders just kept on clawing themselves back and got the win in the end, 22-18. Papali is looming as an interesting one there. Try and a line break, but 83 points. He's been scoring very well lately, and he's got that dual position as well, 573k, so you're going to have to pay a bit to get him, but I think a few boys will be jumping on him this week. That's really all I've got noted here. Smithy, Munster and co. couldn't get many attacking stats in this one. Tight matchup, but the Storm play the Titans this week. And if these boys are named, I would not be surprised to see maybe Smithy get a rest potentially. But if they're named, it'll be a carve-up, absolute carve-up. The Dogs, we mentioned them. They're back in form. They've been going really well over the last 4 or 6 weeks. They got the win over the Rabbits. CHN got a couple of tries, one with a line break to score 86 points. Cookie has bumped up to 82, which is very nice. Cameron Murray, 56. That's okay. Cody Walker continues his up and down season, only managing 23 points in this one. And we mentioned Braden Burns, he could only score 8 due to that hamstring injury, and it looks like his season could potentially be over. The early game today saw the Roosters smash the Warriors after the Warriors scored the opening try. JFH 97 with a couple of try assists and a couple of line break assists, bit of ball playing there from the big fella. Teddy and Luttrell did what they do. Luke Keary did what he does in these sorts of games and managed a 92, similar to Orbo. Punched out a 92 with a try and a couple of line breaks. Angus Crichton, he's very interesting. 87, had 2 try assists, had a line break and a line break assist. Only made the 19 tackles. So he's probably scored about 45 in base, plus about 40 of attacking stats. But the Roosters have got the Dragons this weekend, so could be another carve-up. Angus could be one to look at. 450k, he'll jump up a bit, but he'll still be under 500k. Kemba Marlowe, mentioned him briefly earlier, could only manage 39. In this game, still had a bunch of runs, had the one line break assist, but nothing doing for the Warriors. They played the Sharkies this week back at home. So better days ahead for Mamalo, I feel. Last game of the round this afternoon saw the Sharks get the win due to a late try there from Bronson Cherry over the Dragons, 18-12. SJ, 79, just keeps on scraping through to these scores, which is very annoying for a non-owner like myself. Bronson Cherry, 66. Ewan Aitken, 73. With the Roosters coming up, no one's buying any Dragons this weekend, that's for sure. But a good score there from Aitken. Wade Graham, he was a pretty popular trade-in this week. Couldn't get the attacking stats this week. Did have a line break, but only managed 55 points. Nakora, a few people would have played him, probably a bit disappointed with his 46. Widop came back down to earth. Unfortunately, he can't play the Titans every week. And he only scored 36 points, and there's not much doing there otherwise. All right, let's have a look at quickly some of the matchups this weekend. Who plays the Titans? We said that it's the Storm on Sunday afternoon at Amy Park, 2 p.m. If that's good weather, that could be a carve-up. The only risk you've got with the Camerons is that they either get rested and don't play at all, or they get dragged early if they're up big. But definitely potential captain options there. Para opens the weekend against the Bulldogs back at Bankwest. Bulldogs have been playing very well recently. I wouldn't be captaining any of my Para guys, that's for sure. Penrith gets the Cows, so Cleary and Kakao could put on a score. Broncos South should be a good game. Sharks Warriors at Shark Park, if the weather's good for that game, could be a bit free flowing. Could be some points on offer there. Wests and the Knights. The Knights both teams need that one to secure a final spot, so that should be a good game. Dragons and Roosters, Saturday night. Roosters will carve them up. We mentioned the Storm and the Titans. And then Canberra and Manly in the last matchup of the round. Very, very good game there. Could have top two or at least top four impact for both sides. So that'll be a good one there out at Canberra. Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock. Canberra's been very difficult to score against. So I wouldn't be going Tommy Turbo as captain in that matchup. I think James Tedesco against the Dragons sticks out as an option to me, or Payne Haas if you want to go slightly safer, back at Suncorp on Friday night against Souths. I'll be looking at either of those two boys. Trades-wise, I'm just going to see who gets named this week, and then go from there. Haven't thought too much about it yet, but with 4 trades left and a little bit of cash, I'll be using probably at least one, maybe 2 this week. All right, thanks guys, thanks for listening, and enjoy the week. Talk to you next week.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.